I'm so excited to share this nugget of knowledge with you today, plant friends, because it's always been a really confusing concept to me. And I regret being intimidated by it and taking the time I took to dive into this concept because, man, seed starting has been so fun. It's been one of the most joyful ways that I've interacted with plants in the last couple of years because it's totally sparked that inner delight that I used to have as a newbie when I had just started out with tropical plants. There's just the most amazing feeling that you get when you take this tiny little seed that you can barely see and you stick it in some soil and it bursts forth and develops into a plant, let alone if you can eat whatever it produces after. If you know, you know. You know what I mean? But seed starting is kind of a whole different science and practice on its own. It requires special soil, different care, grow lights and water monitoring, and interesting practices to make sure that your seeds actually sprout. And seed scarification is one of those practices that I just had no interest in even trying because I was just like, what the heck is that? But no fear, in today's nugget of knowledge, our horticulturist in residence in the Bloom and Grow Garden Society, Leslie Halleck, will be walking us through why seed scarification is so important and gives us some suggestions on how to do it if you're jonesing to try it. So welcome back to another nugget of knowledge on
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Hello, hello, sweet plant friends. I hope you've had beautifully planty weeks and that you are enjoying this new mini-series that we have been sharing on Bloom and Grow Radio. It's mini-episodes. They're never going to be over about 5 to 10 minutes that are little nuggets of knowledge that are being shared in the Bloom and Grow Garden Society. Obviously, to get the full benefits of these lectures and of Leslie and everything that's going on, you must join us in the Garden Society, but there's so much good conversations and knowledge going on. I have to share a little bit of it to show you just how amazing the Garden Society virtual lectures and conversations are. Every month, Leslie puts together custom exclusive plant science deep dives that are so epic. And her lecture on seed starting was amazing. It was over 2 hours. She covered every aspect of seeds, the botany of them, how they're structured, how they germinate, and all sorts of interesting scientific facts about seeds that you just don't get in a basic like 101 YouTube video. It's really next level, in addition to showing us how to start them. Now, I thought her one nugget of knowledge that she gave in the seed starting lecture on seed scarification was really interesting because it's definitely something people tell you about, you hear about whether or not you have to scarify seeds, but like, what does that even mean, right? So let's let Leslie tell us about it.
Some seeds have a hard seed coat, right? They have that physical restriction. The embryo is ready to go as long as it has access to water. It can't imbibe water because it has a hard seed coat. It's protecting it. So you've got to get through that seed coat. And plants with very hard seed coats usually have them because they may, you know, it may take many months, or they might have to wait for a rainy season, or, you know, whatever the case may be, to germinate. And so that seed coat protects that seed until they're able to actually germinate. And sometimes, you know, that seed coat in nature will be broken down by microbes or moisture or fire. There's all sorts of things. It just depends on where that species is endemic, what the environmental conditions are there, and how the plant has adapted for seed survivability, okay? So how we get around a hard seed coat for a plant that doesn't have an endogenous genetic dormancy requirement is to just basically scrape away some of that seed coat. So you're gonna scarify it. You're gonna file or sand. You can use sandpaper. You can use little files, you can use grit and roll the seeds around. I give you specific instructions about all of this in plant parenting. So you can reference all this there, but essentially you're going to scrape away. Now, what you want to be careful not to do, you see that little hilum right there where your radical is going to come out? You can kind of see a little lump right there where the radical is. You don't scarify that section of the seed. Don't scrape that part. Scrape it someplace else. You just need to scrape a little bit away so that water can get into that endosperm and reach the embryo. Okay. And then that's going to trigger germination. So some seeds that have a really hard seed coat, some vegetables, certain species of cacti have really hard seed coats that have to be broken down over time. So, you know, blue bonnets, you'll hear that a lot. So scarification is basically getting rid of some of that seed coat so that water can get in. Seeds that typically germinate after going through fire are often scarified using boiling water. And you basically boil water. You should probably scarify the seed first. You put it into a bowl, let that water rest for about 30 seconds, put the seed in, right, into that hot water, and then allow the water to cool. And that usually is enough of a temperature trigger in order to, right, induce that embryo to be receptive to imbibe water and go ahead and germinate. So, you know, how do you know whether a species needs, you know, this type of scarification? You have to do research on the species because not every seed type is going to respond to this type of scarification. A lot of the seeds that fall into this category are going to be, you know, native plants, prairie plants, you know, wildflowers, certain cacti. So, you know, plants that are kind of native to sort of a little bit rougher conditions, you know, will have this type of dormancy ability.
Okay, plant friends, I hope you enjoyed that little nugget of knowledge and that maybe if you've been confused about seed scarification, now you understand why it's so important to our plants. That was 5 minutes of what was over a 2-hour, I think this one was like 3 hours in the Garden Society on everything you could ever need to know about seed starting. And in addition to the replay of that lecture, there are replays in the Garden Society of every lecture Leslie has given on the science of dormancy, grow lights, seed starting, transpiration and humidity. That class was totally mind-blowing. Plant taxonomy, plant nomenclature. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's just a treasure trove of plant nerdy education, and you can join us for the price of a plant. So if you're interested in joining us to take advantage of the lecture replays, to hop on monthly office hour calls with Leslie, maybe to hop on the community calls that I host, get access to the app that the whole thing is hosted on, and meet your other fellow community members, why not join us? Why not try it, right? Click the link in the show notes to join us or go to jointhegardensociety.com to check out the rest of this lecture as well as all the other ones. I really did create this society because I remember a couple of years back when I was a plant lady, just starting out, having so many questions, having so much curiosity that went so much far beyond, you know, the basic blogs and knowledge that we have. And university level classes are really expensive and unattainable for a lot of us. So Leslie and I really wanted to make an accessible, affordable way to get high quality education to our community. And we're really doing that in the Garden Society. So I welcome you if it calls you, if you're ready to nerd out and get some support from myself and a horticulturist and the rest of the society members who are just the coolest plant friends out there, you're welcome to join us. And if you try scarifying seeds this year, let me know on socials. I would love to see how you did it and how successful you are. So, my plant friends, as always, keep blooming and keep growing. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section in. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up. So you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya, and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about five key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.